Chamorro are the indigenous people of the Mariana Islands. They've been living in Hawaii since coming on whaling ships in the 1800s. They long comprised the largest group of Micronesians in Hawaii, and there are about 7,000 living here now. One of them just won an American Book Award for his poetry. Craig Santos Perez is Chamorro from Guam. He's just won an American Book Award for his poetry collection from unincorporated territory Guma. Perez writes about militarism in his home country and last visited Guam in 2010.
It was interesting to be back home, but to be back home as a poet who's also there to help facilitate conversation.
Perez was invited by the Guam Humanities Council to read his poetry in libraries, schools, and community centers.
So thinking about how poetry, how the arts, how the humanities can really open up a new space for us to discuss and difficult issues.
How do those audiences respond?
Poetry is a great art form to make those connections, to see how militarization connects to environmental injustice, cancer in a certain family member, or connects to landlessness, migration, etc. You know, perhaps out of that, then we can think about, well, how can we change these systems and structures?
Perez focuses on human stories against a military backdrop. For example, writing about the Micronesian kingfisher, he mourns its loss, and in fact the loss of all birdsong, due to the brown tree snake introduced during World War II.
One of the main issues I write about, too, is food colonization and how what I call invasive foods have affected Chamorro diets. I have a poem about Spam, Vienna sausage, and corned beef, which is kind of like the holy trinity of canned meats. My grandmother, for example, you know, she describes these foods as manna from heaven. It was the only thing they had to eat, so they were so grateful.
During the war, gratitude and a full belly, a potent mix that gets passed on, according to Perez. He says, like many Pacific writers, he's driven.
It's part of inspiring others and empowering ourselves and reinforcing the idea that Pacific peoples have worth and we have stories that are important that people need to hear.
Perez plays with form, collaging quotes, fragments of documents, memories, with images of water, maps, stones, banyan roots.
In ecological terms, it's kind of like a compost where all these things are kind of mixing together and forming these different kinds of poetic compounds, yeah. As a reader, you might feel lost at certain moments because that's often how I feel in my own life. And part of the reading experience is a kind of navigation, right? As a reader and as a writer, is kind of navigating these moments in life, these kind of difficult histories, these great distances between spaces that we've lived, and trying to like harvest whatever meaning we can gather. And it's never perfect and it's never complete.
That's why we sift through our own fragments and look for fellow sojourners. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.